This morning, we'd like to see the title of Double Mind in Psalm chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. To the chief musician on an eight-stringed harp, or a siamenith, a Psalm of David. A Psalm of David indicates that David is the author for this Psalm 12. So, David, the king, wrote this psalm to the chief musician to conduct on an eight-stringed harp. As David prays, "Help, Lord, for the godly man sees it. For the faithful disappear from among the sons of men." So David prayed to the Lord because many godly men disappear and the faithful men disappear among all people. So many people surrounding David the king are ungodly men, which means the men who do not fear the Lord. Also, many faithful men disappear, which means many unfaithful men are there. Because many faithful people to the Lord are gone, surrounding David the king. So many unfaithful people or ungodly people speak idly, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. So those people speak idly word. What are the idly word? Idly word are like a proud word, also flattering word, also make rumor, backbiting, deceitfulness, all ungodly things spoken are idly things. So they speak idly things with everyone, with his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. God hated double hearts. Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." So, double heart meaning one heart is to the Lord, the other heart is to the world. Well, one heart to the Lord, the other heart to the money, to mammon, to worldly thing. One heart is to spiritual thing, but the other heart to worldly thing. So that's called double heart or half hearted, because half hearted heart to the Lord, half hearted or divided heart. So one heart divided to the Lord, the other one is to worldly thing, you know, idol thing. That's a half hearted. Jesus Christ hated, so no one can serve two masters. So double-heartedly people serve two masters. One master is the Lord, but the other master worldly thing, mammon, or sex, or fame, or profit, or whatever, you know, worldly things, money, you know, whatever, fame, you know, whatever, power, you know, political power. So, God doesn't want double heart. So David cried out to the Lord. David prayed to the Lord, help the Lord, because many ungodly men surrounded David. Also, many unfaithful people surrounded David, the king. So those people speak idle thing, you know, untruthful thing, you know, proud thing, flattery thing, rumor thing. So they had double. They looked faithful to me, you know, David the king, but you know, to other things, not really faithful to the Lord, because they fear the Lord. They should be faithful to David the king, because David was ordained by God. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord or Master over us. So here David asked the Lord, please Lord, cut off all flattering lips. Also, the proud of tongues, cut off all the proud of tongues. They said, our tongue will prevail, our lips are our own. So who is master, who is controlling over our lips or our tongues? So they can control their own tongue, which means they are unbelievers. So he asked the Lord, cut off, delete all flattering lips, all tongues. James chapter 3, verse 5 said, even so, the tongue is a little member and boast great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. So therefore, we should be careful how we use our tongue. How we use our tongue. Very careful. So our tongue, you know, we should use our tongue to glorify the Lord, to edify, you know, our brothers and sisters. For the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord, I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. So the poor person, you know, God, you know, oppressed him by, you know, ungodly people, flattering people, you know, for, you know, those unbelievers. So the needy people sighed because of their oppression. But God responded to the poor person, the needy person. God says, I will arise right now. Now I will arise. Then I will set him, the poor person and the needy person, in the safety for which he yearns. So the Lord will take care of the poor, the needy person who yearns. For the believer, or for a person who is attempting to live faithfully or godly, or according to the word of God, he would be difficult and lonely life. We see Elijah the prophet. Elijah the prophet, he killed many Baal false prophets by the power of God. But the first king, chapter 19, Isabel threatened Elijah to be killed. So he was afraid of Isabel, the wife of Ahab, the king. So he ran away into south side, far south side. Then he asked to the Lord, kill me, so I don't want to live here. So he feels difficult, lonely. So he's really in a difficult, lonely battle, spiritual battle among a deceitful world, ungodly world. But the Lord responded to Elijah, I preserved 7,000 other faithful servants. At that moment, Elijah got the strength. Elijah got courage. So he came back to minister to the Lord continually in Israel, deceitful country. Likewise, if you feel difficult or lonely because of a spiritual battle among deceitful world, you should ask the church members to pray for yourself, for you, and look at the Word of God, which is pure and faithful in the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit gives us the power to you to understand the Word of God. You may apply the Word of God into your particular difficult situation. Also, the Holy Spirit might lead like 7,000 faithful people or some faithful people to cooperate with your lonely battle for the kingdom of God and righteousness. For the oppression of the poor, of the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. So the poor person got oppressed by ungodly people, majority of ungodly people, unfaithful people. The needy person sighed because of the oppression of ungodly people. At that moment, the Lord, he will arise. He will set you, the needy person, the poor person, in the safety, protect you, because you cries to the Lord. The words of the Lord, right now it talks about the God's word. The words of the Lord are pure words. God's word is pure. God's word is not contaminated. God's word is not compromised with other ungodly things. Like a silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times. God's word is so pure, like seven times purified silver. So no devil you see at all. There is no dirt at all. You shall keep them, O Lord. So David prayed to the Lord, O Lord, you shall keep them. So Lord will keep the words of the Lord. the Lord will keep the scriptures, which are the words of God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means, which will never pass from the law, till all is fulfilled. So basically, till heaven and earth pass away, until the world pass away, the words of God will be fulfilled fully. All words of God is fulfilled. So never, even a little verse, a little word, one tittle, one jot, never fail, will never fail. Like forever. So God, you shall preserve them, means God shall preserve the word of God from this generation forever. From this generation forever. So God's word shall be preserved forever from now. The wicked prowl on every side. The wicked people work on every side. So basically, on this world, the wicked people, ungodly people, unpaid people, oppressing people, flattering people are majority. The wicked work on every side, almost every side. When violence is exalted among the sons of man, when violence, the wickedness is exalted, is lifted up among the people, that's real condition. Nevertheless, in this difficult and lonely battle, we should meditate the words of God day and night in the Holy Spirit. Also, we prayed to the Lord that the Holy Spirit may bring His people with you to win that battle, that spiritual battle for His kingdom and His glory. Finally, James, inspired by the Spirit of God, says in James chapter 1, verses 6-8, but let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So we should have a single mind toward the Lord. We should not have double-minded. So with single mind, we should pray to the Lord for the power of the Holy Spirit to bring your friends to fight against wicked worlds, wicked things, with the words of God and the fullest overflowing of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your pure and unchanged word. Even if we feel lonely in a difficult and lonely battle with the flattery, deceit, or impurity, Lord, direct us to have a single mind to serve you. Father, help us to listen carefully when you speak in our hearts while meditating your words day and night. Make us faithful, godly. Lord, thanks so much for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.